Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So there's this new poll out that says working from home has left more people lonely, that a more faceless and scheduled workday has 58% of people saying they are lonely right now. And I bring that up to ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta, who's on the phone joining us right now in Wisconsin's Morning News. Because if you're working from home and you're more lonely, it means you're not enjoying the day-to-day politics and weirdness of being in the office. Like we have here, Jen, where we have this controversy over someone walking home with a prize. What was it? A pizza cooker that was supposed to go to a listener, but instead someone stole here from the office.
Now, you say stole. Do we know that, Jen?
I don't know if we know that someone stole it. I still am willing to give someone the benefit of the doubt. Hi, guys. I'm Ellen.
What's going on?
I'm now here in studio. I was on my phone, but now I'm here.
If you needed 30 seconds, I could have done two more days of weather.
I couldn't find a parking spot in our lot. Lovely lot. Glad we have it. I'm willing to give our colleague the benefit of the doubt that, like, it was an honest mistake, that they thought it was, you know, free for the taking. We have a closet full of things, T-shirts and koozies. Cozy would be like a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And I'm just willing to say, until we hear from the person who can kind of say what went on, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt.
We're never hearing from that person. See, how this came to light is there was an email sent out to the whole company here. Hey, we're missing this pizza cooker, one of these appliances, right, where you just put the pizza in and it makes the
thing. Like a pizza oven.
Missing this pizza oven. It was supposed to be a prize. So whoever, I don't even know if they phrased it, whoever mistakenly took that, please bring it back.
Yeah, because you're innocent until proven guilty.
But then it just reappeared. It reappeared in the dark
of night. In the middle of the night. Because you guys, I think, were the first ones to arrive.
I was the first one to see it, which makes me a prime suspect, I suppose.
Well, you said 4:30. Between the hours of, 10:30 is when the email went out, 4:30 is when it arrived. 4 p.m. apparently is when this place turns into a ghost town.
It can confirm.
So between 4 p.m. and 4:30 a.m., somebody Pink Panthered their way back into this place and dropped off the pizza oven.
No note, no admission, no anything, just here. All right.
And yesterday morning when we were discussing this, I said maybe they want to have a face-to-face conversation because that's not the kind of thing you leave on a post-it note, you know?
Yeah.
Or an email. You want to say, I made a mistake and I'm sorry.
We had an interesting conversation with one of our bosses here in the company, and she was saying she's not sure she wants to know who it is. Because if she has that knowledge, then she is therefore forced to act in some way
or discuss. And she knows that she wouldn't be able to keep it a secret.
I'd be telling everybody who it is.
Okay. Well, I believe discretion is part of that job description, but I digress.
Should be.
I don't think it's a fireable offense. I think that you hear someone out as to what their explanation was, what their justification was. I think people make mistakes. I think the way that you move on is to learn from mistakes. And I don't think we can write off everybody after, you know, an innocent mistake. And
I don't know, man, that wasn't a hat. It was an oven. One of those things cost $100.
This has to happen at offices.
It wasn't a T-shirt,
though. Like, people probably walk away with stuff from the office.
Have you seen my stapler?
Like, yeah, that's right.
Very famously.
I got a bag full of pens and who knows what else.
Right,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough. But
yeah.
Right,
do
this
you
is a
or do you not
oven.
Have a mug from upstairs in your house because you accidentally walked out with it one day? Or
do.
Is that just me?
No, do. Right. Who knows what else is in there?
All right. Well,
I don't know. Are they going to find?
There will be resolution to this. There will be.
Or is it not resolved? The oven's back. All is well.
That's what a lot of people said on our talking text line yesterday. The oven is back. What's the harm? Move on.
It wasn't me. And here's how you know it wasn't me.
I don't know.
He thinks he doth protest too much.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of shaggies that have shown up in the last 24 hours, too. It wasn't me.
6:58.